Oil giant Shell will be defending its environmental record after four Nigerian villagers slapped the company with a lawsuit. The four fishermen and farmers, as well as Friends of the Earth campaign group, are accusing the oil company of polluting land and water in the Niger Delta, taking the oil major to court on Thursday, October 11th. In defense, Shell is refusing responsibility, claiming the blame should be on the oil thieves and that the company has played their part in cleaning up. In a statement, they said the Nigerian oil thieves take about 150,000 barrels of oil every day, causing leaks abroad. Yet Friends of the Earth say that they hope the case will set a precedent and lead to put what they say an end to corporate crimes committed by oil giants like Shell in Nigeria and around the world. The company is the largest oil and gas company in Nigeria, with production capacity of more than 1 million barrels of oil per day. After record-breaking summer heat in the U.S., it looks like most Americans have a change of heart when it comes to man-made global warming. According to a Yale and George Mason study, a whopping 74% of Americans believe that human-induced climate change is occurring. This is a 5% points boost since the last study conducted in March of this year. Some of the highlights of the study include that 61% of Americans say weather in the U.S. has been getting worse over the past few years, a 9% jump from the last study. Twice as many Midwesterners say that they personally experienced an extreme heat wave, sitting at 83%, up 48 points. When asked about drought, 81% of Midwesterners say they've experienced the weather anomaly, which is up 55 points from March. One in five Americans say they've endured health, poverty, and/or financial issues from the extreme heat wave this past summer, which is also up 6 points. Norway is committing to double the carbon tax on the oil industry next year, which will establish a fund over €1 billion to help develop developing nations protect forests and combat the effects of climate change. Norway is the world's eighth largest oil exporter and is set to raise its carbon tax of offshore oil companies by €26 to €46 per ton of carbon dioxide. The Oslo government also plans to invest over €1 billion into climate change mitigation, renewable energy, food security for developing nations, and conversion of low-carbon energy sources. €85 million will go towards helping offset its emissions, making homes carbon neutral by 2015, and increase efforts to gouge emissions by switching to electric vehicles. However, some economists predict that the labor-led government will announce even higher spending plans due to next year's elections, due to winning over voters. Currently, opinion polls show the shift in power in favor of conservative policies. And that's all for the international news. I'm Leah Mazzolini.